Risks and risk management process. Risk management can be considered a core organizational competency because of the way variability, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity permeates all of an organization's activities. Organizations that are successful in managing risk have instilled risk awareness and an understanding of risk management principles throughout their workforce, from the executive suite to the shop floor. They are rewarded with improved resilience, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary in part as the ability to return to a position of equilibrium after experiencing an event that causes operational results to deviate from expectations. Resilience can be improved by increasing the number of response options and/or decreasing the time to execute those options. Resilience is improved by risk monitoring and control. Risk management is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the identification, assessment, and prioritization of risks, followed by coordinated and economical application of resources to minimize, monitor, and control the probability and/or impact of unfortunate events, or to maximize the realization of opportunities. It is important to note in this definition that risk, which is essentially uncertainty about an outcome, can be both negative threats and positive opportunities. If viewing opportunity as a risk is new to you, here's an example. Say that an organization learns that a major competitor is having financial problems and may fail. If that occurs, the organization has an opportunity to win customers from the failed business if it can satisfy demand quickly. Operations may be asked to develop ways to strengthen the chances of this positive outcome, perhaps by planning additional sources of supplies and ways to increase capacity utilization, perhaps by adding a shift. Organizations that prepare for opportunities are more likely to succeed in capturing them when they arise. Here, however, we will focus on managing threats or vulnerabilities, negative risks. Prior to going over risk management processes, we need to understand how the organization's governance function is responsible for risk oversight. Governance and risk management. The organization's governance function, for example, board of directors and senior management, should consider the amount of risk to which the organization is exposed, the level of risk it can tolerate, and the amount of investment it is willing to make to manage its risk. Operations strategy needs to be aligned with this risk tolerance level and risk management budget limits. The organization's risk tolerance is defined as an organization's or stakeholder's readiness to accept a threat or potential negative outcome in order to achieve its objectives. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. An organization's risk tolerance is related to the nature of its business. An airline will be less tolerant of risk related to flight safety. A software company may be more tolerant of risk related to innovation in software. Tolerance level is also affected by the organization's leadership style, its culture, and its resources. An organization with substantial resources is more likely to withstand the impacts of risks that are not successfully controlled. Applying the principles of governance to risk management requires ensuring visibility and review by senior management. One way to achieve this is through a risk register, which is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. The report that has summary information on qualitative risk analysis, quantitative risk analysis, and risk response planning. This register contains all identified risks and associated details. The risk register also identifies ownership of identified risks, the individuals who are responsible for monitoring the risk control measures. Risk management process. The discussion of risk management here is based on a broad organizational perspective. Risk management processes may rely on standardized risk management frameworks. For example, ISO 31000 is an international risk management standard that organizations can adopt. Failure mode and effects analysis, covered later in this topic, has its own terminology and tools, but it is based on the same principles described here. Identification of potential risks, prioritization in terms of impact, probability, and detectability, and development of responses, for example, redesign, incorporation of redundancies. A generic process for risk management is shown in Exhibit 1-105. The first three steps involve identifying risks, assessing them, and responding to them. The fourth step reflects implementation of any risk control measures that have been chosen. And the fifth step is a feedback loop to ensure continuous improvement of the risk management process. Exhibit 1-105, Risk Management Process. The entire process depends on two activities, continuous communication and feedback. The risk management plans must be communicated clearly to all those involved in control measures. The planners must ensure that they receive feedback on the effectiveness of the measures to control the risks and on any changes in the organization's identified risks. This includes changes in the status of existing risks and the emergence of new risks. Monitoring and assessment. This may be a periodic review of preparedness to respond to risk and after-action debriefs, analysis after a positive or negative risk event has occurred that examine the effectiveness of the control measures.